Coda Aya, Mirror.
Fragments. I live among the charred ruins of Omotecho in Koishikawa. This is where father spent about 20 years of his life from the late Taisho period until a month before our neighbourhood was destroyed in the firebombings. When I first moved back here, I felt stunned at the sight of those horrible wild onions that grew everywhere and would not go away, and at the vast expanse of burnt, broken roof tile that covered the ground completely, like asphalt. But I have gotten over that, and now find it all quite splendid. The burnt ruins are a treasure chest, and the earth yields so much. Buried in it are things that, above the ground, had purpose, but now broken, are useless, like fragments of china and dishes, and warped pans and spoons. While the soil seems willing to settle back into its old routine, now dancing up in the wind, now sinking down under the falling rain, the things in the earth are content only if they can push their way up, out of the soil, so as to see the sun once again. Every object that appears has some memory attached to it, especially the things directly linked to father. When I come across one of those, I feel like raising my face to the sky in celebration of the opportunity to remember, and at the same time lying down on the earth to cry over my loneliness. Just this morning, I could scarcely believe my eyes when I saw a glint of dark blue in the ice that covered the ground. It was a fragment of a tray father had adored, a nice Kyoto piece of shonzui ware with a low rim. It had been in our house for nearly 40 years, from the days when mother was still alive. I imagine that mother used it to carry a bottle of sake, a cup and some tasty morsels out to father each evening. When I was a bit older, I was given charge of all the household chores because my stepmother suffered from rheumatism. By that time, the sake cups and all had decreased drastically in number and were stored in a flimsy, shallow wooden box. Because I had to do all the cleaning and chores at home, plus my schoolwork, my main consideration when it came to washing up after dinner was speed. I was terribly rough with the dishes, and one imari plate and a ribe dish after another fell victim to my rough ways. And the lovely little sake cups with the lacy design, sadly, were with us only briefly before they went the way of all things. Father, amazed at my violence, would say, "You should marry a demolition man." Then he would rest his chin on the palm of his hand and sigh. I felt bad. It was different with that blue and white tray. I handled it with special care because I knew how much father loved it. It never got broken, but one day I did smash his favourite cup. He decided right then and there to change his habits rather than wait for me to become less clumsy. He switched to sherry glasses for his evening sake. One could buy sherry glasses anywhere, and because they were all the same, father would not grow unduly fond of any particular one, only to lose it. I married the son of a liquor wholesaler in Shingawa. Father had not purposely chosen a man who would supply him with a free lifetime supply of liquor. It was just a happy coincidence. The brewery we did business with was located in Nishinomiya. Someone told me that the president of the company, a Mr. Ito, often reminisced about our wedding reception. He had been deeply impressed when father spoke of his feelings about parting with his only daughter. One cold and windy day in February, we received from the gentleman 2 bottles of sake, wrapped up nicely and decorated with a branch of rose-coloured plum blossoms.